Now, friends, I want you to come with me back, way back in the early days, well, certainly of the 50s, if not the late 40s. And I do ask you to make allowances for this next track. It was recorded way back when. It's sung by a lady who was singing folk music before it was the thing to sing folk music. Now, if you recall, around the early 60s, we had people like Bob Dylan and various other people going around singing. And even before that, we had Burl Ives. But before that, again, we had a lovely Irish folk singer. Her name, Delia Murphy. She hailed from Cork, or she never hid her Cork accent when she sang. Once again, as I say to you, please make allowances for this particular recording. It's a good old recording. And one of the reasons why I'm playing it is because my mother had the same Cork accent that Delia Murphy had. And Mam used to sing this song. And when I hear it now, I think of my mother way back when we were children. Enough prattle, Joe. Take a listen, friends, to Delia Murphy telling us all about the Whistling Gypsy.
The whistling gypsy came over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Addie-doo, addie-doo, daddy, addie-doo, addie-daddy. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. She left her father's castle gate, and she left her fair young lover, and she left her servants and her state to follow her gypsy rover. Addie-doo, addie-doo, daddy, addie-doo, addie-daddy. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. But he's no gypsy, father dear, sure he's lord of these lands, our lover, and I'm going to stay till my dying day with me whistling gypsy rover. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
An unusual piece there for Sounds Irish. Very classical sounded. And why not? It was 101 Strings Orchestra. Now, the track was entitled An Irish Suite, Track 1. But I recognised it as a piece called The King of the Fairies. I liked it. Hope you did. I think I've mentioned it on the programme before, but one of the joys in my life, friends, is to head off very early in the morning to walk with my guide dog, York, and go down onto the seafront. I live in Bray in County Wicklow, as many of you know, which is situated on the east coast of Ireland, about 12 miles south of Dublin. And most mornings, York and I can be seen sauntering along and listening to the sea rolling in on the beach and chatting with my friends. One of the joys is to, when I finish my walk, is to head off to the coffee dock. And there we sit down, a number of us, and we discuss the news of the day and politics, music, religion, books, whatever. The other day we were sitting down talking and one of the guys asked our opinions as to who was the biggest attraction in Irish entertainment. And there was no time limit. We could go back to yonks ago. In my opinion, this next artist is the biggest icon in Irish entertainment ever. And there are people, of course, and rightly so, will agree with me. But here I'm going to play for you Daniel O'Donnell. Because Daniel, wherever he plays, not only in Ireland, but all over the world, he attracts huge audiences. Here he's giving us his interpretation of a song that you all know so well. And I always point this out to people when I'm either singing this song or playing it. I say, there's a line in it that says, and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. Gossoons is an Irish word for youngster. Yes, you know the song. Here's Daniel.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, be it only at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Cladda and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, or to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. Oh, the breezes blowing o'er the sea from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging pretties speak a language that the strangers do not know. Oh, the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, as somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Daniel O'Donnell and his interpretation of Galway Bay. I like the arrangement of that as well. And the way the orchestra just held off for the last chord at the end and the simple way that Daniel sang the song. Now for another of my favourites. This time it's the duo Foster and Allen. They've made lots of great albums and I got some material of theirs early last year that I really enjoyed. I'm going to play you a track from it now. Now it's not an Irish song, but as I say so often, they don't come much more Irish than Foster and Allen. And they're singing, I think it's a Victorian or an Edwardian song anyway. And I think that Francis Black had a huge hit with this some years ago. Take a listen to Foster and Allen telling us the story, What Happened After the Ball.
A little maiden climbed an old man's knee, story do uncle please. Why are you single? Why live alone? Have you no babies? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart years, years ago. Were flashing in the grand ballroom. Softly the music playing sweet tunes. There came my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wish someone would leave me. Last year, broken, that's all. Just as my heart was after. my lost love, though she is dead. She tried to tell me, tried to explain. I would not listen, pleadings were vain. One day a letter came from that man. He was her brother. The letter ran, that's why I'm lonely, no home at all. I broke her heart, dear, after the ball.
After the ball is over, after the break of morn, after the dancers leave, after the stars are gone, many a heart is aching. If you could read them all, many the hopes that have vanished after the ball. Many the hopes that have vanished after the ball.
The sad story, After the Ball, from Foster and Allen. Earlier on in the programme, when I played the Johnny McAvoy track, I mentioned Paddy Riley. Now, here's Paddy singing a song that, on a recent programme of Sounds Irish, I played Trudy Lawlor's version of it. Listen to how Paddy Riley sings about the beauties of the cliffs of Duneen between Clare and North Kerry.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, sure there's none can compare with the cliffs of Duneen. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen. From the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Duneen, it's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wildflowers that ne'er do decay. The hare and lofty pheasant are quite plain to be seen, building homes for their young round the cliffs of Duneen. Thank you. thee well, to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin.
Paddy Riley and the Cliffs of Dunedin. And we're staying with Paddy Riley. You'll see the connection. It's a song written by Percy French. And I've mentioned Percy on every second programme, have I not, over the years. And for Percy, a prolific songwriter, wrote many funny songs and serious songs. And this is a song entitled Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. Now, Bally James Duff, as regular listeners will know, is in County Cavan. It's a beautiful arrangement of this song. I like it. It's Derek McCormack and his version of the Percy French song.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley. I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a song. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. Now it's the turn of the ladies, and again, it's a lot of self-indulgence on this week's programme, because I'm going to play for you one of my favourite Irish female artists now, Dolores Keane. She's singing a song that, well, there are a number of versions of it. I'm going to play you my favourite version by Dolores. It's the song Teddy O'Neill, and it's about the young girl who is madly in love with Teddy O'Neill, but he's gone away and left her to seek his fortune. Here's Dolores Keane.
I dreamt all last night, oh, bad cess to my dreaming. I'd die if I thought would come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with a weeping and wailing? The pain my heart was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your ailing? But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I've seen your cabin beyond the boarding. I've seen the old crossroads where we used to dance. I've rambled the lane where he called me his thorn, and my girlish heart felt the thrill of romance. But now all around is so sad and so dreamy, all dark and all silent, no piper, no reel, not even the sun through the casement shines cheery. Since I let my darling boy Teddy time it was come for my love to depart. How I cried like a child, oh, goodbye to you, Teddy, with a tear on my cheek that is torn in my heart. He said it was too late, his fate but what would be gold to the joy I would feel if he'd only come back to me tender and loving. Yet poor, but my own darling Teddy O'Neill.
And now it's the turn of a ballad group, and my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. They're singing a song that was written by Dominic Behan. Now, Dominic was the brother of the famous playwright Brendan Behan. Dominic's, well, it's not a particularly Irish song. In fact, it's entitled Liverpool Lou. But they don't come much more Irish than the Dublin City Ramblers.
Oh, Liverpool, lovely Liverpool. Why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart keep following you? Oh, stay home and love me, my Liverpool loo.
When I go out walking, I hear people talking, school children playing. I know what they're saying. They're saying you grieve me, that you will deceive me. Some morning you leave me, all packed up and gone.
Oh, Liverpool, lovely Liverpool, why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart be following you? Stay home and love me, my Liverpool.
Sounds from the river keep telling me ever that I should forget you, like I've never met you. Oh, tell me their song, love, was never more wrong, love. Say Liverpool,
oh Liverpool, lovely Liverpool, why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart be following you? Oh, stay home and love me, my Liverpool. Oh, Liverpool, lovely Liverpool, why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart be following you? Oh, stay home and love me.
Fading away into the sunset, the Dublin City Ramblers and Liverpool Loo. Now, this next song may come as a bit of a surprise to you, that when we were at school, and my friends, that was not today or yesterday, it was a long time ago actually, we used to sing this song in the choir as a at concerts and things. And this is a track by Fair Isle Folk, and they're singing "The Water Is Wide." Ah, happy days.
Oh, the water is deep, I can't swim more, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to a boat shall row my love and I. There is a ship and she sails the sea. She sails so deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I'll sink or swim. I lean my back against the oak, thinking it was the strongest tree, but first it bent and then it broke, and that's the way love treated me. Love is handsome and love is kind, gay as a jewel when first it's new, but as love grows old, then twice cold and fades away like morning dew. The water is deep, I can't swim o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to a boat shall row my love.